Beverly Sills you interviewed?
Beverly Sills first appeared in Tulsa as Violetta in La Traviata of Verdi. The second time she came, she was doing Lucia. At that time, I was getting to interview all of the guest stars of Tulsa Opera. Now, through the years, most of those interviews have been done in their hotel room at some other time. With the Tulsa Philharmonic, they were usually done during the break in the middle of the dress rehearsal, right after the soloist would have done his or her part. Then I would meet them in their dressing rooms, and we would record the interview. Beverly Sills was only going to be available at the dress rehearsal of Lucia di Lammermoor. In that opera, Lucia is in the first scene of the last act, but she dies. So Sills said, I would like to be interviewed right after I finish my part of the dress rehearsal in my dressing room. Well, at the end of the first scene, she murders her husband, whom she's been forced to marry. She stabs him to death upstairs while the crowd is still downstairs celebrating. So at the end of that scene, she said she would meet me in her dressing room. The dressing rooms were not very large at the Brady, at that time the convention hall. Well, it had been renamed the Municipal Theater. It's had three names. I set up the equipment during that scene, and I was ready for her. She opened the door, and there she was in her blood-stained white gown, and she was still holding the knife. It's the most startling picture in my memory in Beverly Sills' dressing room with the lady standing there with a dagger and blood all over her costume. It took me a moment to catch my breath. We did a 10-minute interview, exactly, because at that time I wasn't trusted that much by the opera because they wanted to be in charge of the time schedule and everything. And I was told, well, you can have 10 minutes with her, but right after that she needs to be out in the parking lot talking with some of the board of directors in their cars, just greeting them or something. That interview was exactly to the second 10 minutes.
What year would that have been?
In the 60s.
Somewhere in
because she came back several times. Okay. I interviewed her four times altogether, but the other times were in her hotel room. There's a sad story. She was doing her lecture at one of the OK Mozart Festival weeks. I was there, and I was to interview her after she finished that program. She, of course, had a very sad life with two children who both were afflicted. The daughter was totally deaf. Can you imagine such a thing? Whose daughter couldn't hear. Well, at the same time, her husband was quite ill. She was worn out from all that she had done at the festival. So I went backstage afterwards. It was late at night. Everyone was gone. I saw her standing in the distance. I was to meet her, and then we would go to a dressing room and record an interview. All the other times she had been so living up to her nickname of Bubbles, always bubbly. This time she just looked at me and she said, I am just too exhausted, and I've got to get up at 4:30 in the morning to fly back to the hospital where my husband is, and I just can't do this interview. Now, she always was full of vitality, and she moved quickly and all that. But she turned around, walked away across the stage to the back door and out. You would never have known it was Beverly Sills.
Being real human at that point, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah. The only time that she was really being that human. Otherwise, she was everybody's friend, full of fun and vitality.